welcome. Добрый вечер. Hello, family. We are leading tonight. Exciting. So let's take вечеря. And let's just worship our Jesus, King of Kings. I love that he's already here. I can feel the presence. Word that I want to start with that I've been feeling throughout today. Today is, I don't know who this is for, but I'm just gonna release it. Fear kills faith. Matthew 8:26. Jesus, when Jesus was on the boat with the disciples, and there's a storm that broke out, and they were panicking, they were freaking out about this. Jesus just, you know, he just said, "You guys." 26 right here. Jesus says, respond, why are you afraid? You have so little faith. Then he got up and rebuked the wind and waves. And suddenly there was a great calm. Over and over, when I keep on thinking about this, as Christians, we should trust and yield and rely on him in everything and every time. And when that comes, your faith keeps on growing and it keeps on getting deeper. So when it comes to even tonight, let's just pray for our brothers and our sisters who are limited by fear, because I know in our culture we always worry about, you know, physical things, like all kinds of stuff, you know, that the world worries about, and that's not supposed to be like that, because we should be completely under his presence and domain. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for tonight, for this opportunity to be here worshiping and praying our King Jesus, like to him, just glorifying him. We just yield tonight to you. We want your presence. We want your truth to be released tonight. We just want to love on you. We want to be loved by you. Thank you so much for being our God. Thank you so much for doing so much things in our life, Jesus. We just invite you right now into our hearts, into this place. We love you. We lean on you. We trust you. The more we trust you, the more we see your presence breaking out in our hearts and our lives. The more testimonies we get, the more of your presence we see, the more we fall in love with you. And it's all about love, because the more we fall in love with you, the more we want to lay down of our lives. It's a circle. It's a circle. And it's a beautiful circle when we discover ourselves in your presence and in your love. When we dig deeper in your presence and we just yield, we get so much more better and bigger in our hearts and our minds. We start dreaming. We start desiring things of your kingdom. Thank you so much, Jesus, for just activating desire in this place right now. Thank you so much for just activating dreaming again. Papa, activate the imagination right now, Papa, of your sons and your daughters, God, that we can completely get disconnected from this reality and this world, God, and we can just go deep into your presence. We just yield to you our hearts and our minds, all of our worries, everything, my King. We just worship you right now. Jesus, you are the Almighty, you are the good King, you are the good friend, you are ours, and we are yours. No matter what we do, no matter what it looks like, by faith it all comes, and we just stand. This is our foundation and our root, and that is you. We believe with all of our hearts, and we just love you. Thank you so much for being with us every single day, for protecting us, for providing for us, for giving us wisdom and understanding, for giving us discernment, which direction to go, which choices to make on a daily basis. Thank you so much, my King, for this family that you have given us. Thank you so much for the family that we have in this place. Right there, Holy Spirit, we just yield to you. We wait on you and we just surrender to you. Thank you, my King. Thank you, my King, that you are the same. You are the same. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, you are the same. You are consistent, you are loyal, you are faithful, you are loving. Your characteristics never change. And that means we can completely just be yielded to you and trusting you, because you got our back. No matter what it looks like, you got us. As your kids, you are always there with us. Thank you so much, Jesus, for literally just showing us your keys and your principles of your kingdom. That we can walk your pathways and your patterns on this earth. Jesus. Jesus, it's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. Thank you so much for building your family on this earth, my King, for raising up your bride. Because your heart's desire has always been to win your bride. It's always been about family to you. It's always been about love for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my magnificent God, my beautiful King. Deeper and deeper into your presence, my King. Let every bridge from the past be cut off. That we have nothing to rely on by you. We have nothing to yield to by you. We have nothing else by you. You are hope, you are now, and you are our future. You are eternity. Jesus. Looks like even right now. Take us deeper into discernment and understanding. Take us deeper, my King. I hunger to cling to you even closer. I hunger to be with you even closer, my King, in my life and my journey. Eyesight, that we can become closer and clearer, and what you're doing with us, where you are taking us, how you are uniting us with each other and with your kingdom and with you. Oh, Yama Maria, Sidra, La Corra, Momorio, Sutra, La Cabaria, Sira, Ibra, Momorra, La Ria, Sutra, La Cushra, Babaria, Sutra.
nice to just listen to the music and we'll just worship without even hearing anyone. Just worship the Father without even listening to anyone pray. It's just so deep. Guys, play louder, the music. Ramp it up. You guys can start playing louder. Man, thank you. Yep. We worship God.
A human
God right there. It's Jesus. Lord, I just thank you so much, Lord. I thank the Father right now for everything he's doing. Lord, I thank you so much. Jesus, thank you for everything you're doing in this church, in our hearts, in this place. Lord, I recognize your work here. God, you know we don't take it for granted. Not by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. We remember all of your promises, all the dreams you gave us, everything you gave us, all the prophecies, we remember them. Just like Mary pondered those treasures in her heart, all those visions you gave her, those promises that you sent through the angel, Lord, we ponder on the promises you gave us too, Lord. I ponder on the promises you gave me. We treasure what you tell us. We treasure how you view us. We treasure how you see us, what you say to us. Every single word from you is life, God. Every single word from you is food to us. It's breath. It's bread, Jesus. Every single word you say to us is bread, Lord. It's food. We eat everything you say to us. Everything we read, your words, God, we just consume it. You're the word of life, Jesus. You're the word of God. We consume you. We live in your light, God. Help us live in the light. Help us show the light. Help us dominate with the light. Help us dominate this area with the light. Help us shine the light. Let us be a shining hill, a shining city on the hilltop, Lord. Let us be those people, God. Help us be aggressive in spreading your love, God. Help us be aggressive, Lord, in your love. Help us be aggressive in spreading the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like Joshua, everywhere he stepped, it was his land. Everywhere we step, it's going to be our land, Lord. Help us get there. Help us learn how to do that, Jesus. Raise us up, God. Raise us up. Raise the sons up. Raise the daughters up, Lord. Raise us up, God. We're not going to... Raise us up, God. Raise us up, God. Bring us into the fullness, God. Into the fullness. Raise us up, God. Make us examples, Lord. Make us examples of Christ in us. Help us dive into the depths of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Help us dive into the depths of Christ. Holy Spirit, lead us into the depths of who Jesus is. We've tasted a little bit and we've seen, but let us dive deep, Lord. Help us dive deep into Jesus. We want to dive deep and get lost in you, Lord. That's our ultimate goal, to get lost in Jesus. Help us, Lord, be the shining light. Help us spread the gospel. Help us spread your light. Help us do that, Lord Jesus. Help us do that, Father. Help us become those people. Let us not get stagnant, God. I rebuke stagnation right now in Jesus' name. I pray we have just a river of life. That we walk on the narrow path. that we walk in that river, Lord. Holy Spirit, lead us, Lord, into Jesus. Jesus, we want to just dive into you. It's you, Jesus. For to us a son is born. That's a man. His name will be Mighty God. A son is born. His name is Mighty God. It's Jesus. We proclaim that it's Jesus. To the airwaves, we just proclaim it. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Son. He's on David's throne. It's Jesus. We proclaim Jesus. We don't proclaim Christianity. We proclaim Jesus. We don't proclaim an ideology. It's Jesus. He's alive. We proclaim Jesus, the living one. We proclaim Jesus over Auburn. It's not just words, but we proclaim it to Auburn. It's Jesus. Jesus is King. We proclaim Jesus. Simple Jesus. Jesus over Auburn. Jesus over Washington, Lord. Jesus over us, God. Jesus over our sons and daughters. Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. It's Jesus. It's just Jesus. There's nothing else. It's Jesus. It's just Jesus. That's the most powerful thing we can say. The name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. We proclaim Jesus. We worship Jesus. We love Jesus. We serve you, God. We serve you, Jesus. You know us, God. We love you. We serve you, God. We love you, God. We serve you, God. We proclaim your name, Lord. Help us walk properly, Lord. Help us walk properly, Jesus. Help us live in the light properly at all times. Help us be proper representatives of you, Jesus. Help us be shining examples of you, Lord. Help us represent you to the full capacity of what you allow us to represent you as. 100%, Lord. Help us reach perfection. We're striving for perfection in Jesus. We're striving for perfection in Jesus, for full glory in Jesus. We reach for it. We reach for Jesus. We reach for the next stage of glory. We reach for it, Lord. We will go into you, Lord. We won't faint. We won't grow weary. We proclaim you, Jesus. Passage from Isaiah. I wasn't going to read this one. I was going to read a different one, but it's just Jesus, so we're going to do it. Isaiah chapter 9, starting from verse 2. We'll do verse 6. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders. Jesus, the government rests on your shoulders. The governance is yours. Jesus, you're the controller. You're the one that has it all under control. You have all the power. The government will rest on his shoulders. The government will rest on Jesus' shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor. God, thank you for counseling us. Thank you for leading us, Jesus, the Son that was born. Thank you for leading us. thank you for counseling us, for blessing us, for chastising us. Thank you for all of it. We accept your rewards. We accept your rebukes. We accept all of it, God. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Everlasting Father. Jesus, you're eternal. You're everlasting. Alpha and Omega is Jesus. Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice. God, you rule with fairness and justice. You're always perfect and just. You're always perfect and just, God. You're never unfair. You're always perfect and just. Thank you, Jesus, for being perfect and just. We're so blessed to have a God that's perfect and just. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. That was written 800 years before Jesus was born. I thought it was pretty cool. I also want to read the words of that son in Matthew chapter 5, starting from verse 3. It's from the Beatitudes. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. That's all I want to read from that. God, we realize our need for you. We realize our poorness, God. We realize that you are who you say you are, and we need you so much, God. Thank you for giving yourself fully to us. Thank you for giving yourself fully to us, Jesus. Thank you, we get to indulge in you, God. We get to eat of you, Jesus. We get to just feast on Jesus. We get to feast on God. He holds nothing away from his kids. He gives us everything. Everything is our inheritance. We're sons of God. Jesus is the firstborn and we're after him. We're sons of God. He withholds nothing from us. The Father gives us everything in Jesus. Lord, we recognize our need for you. We recognize our need for you, God. We know we need you. We recognize our need for you, Jesus. We're poor in spirit, God. We recognize our need for you. Thank you for giving yourself fully to us, Jesus. Thank you for giving yourself fully to us, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. Raise up the sons and daughters here, God. I pray you teach us, specifically the youth and the kids. Specifically, I'm asking, Lord, that you teach them to walk in you. That you just teach them to love you and to know that they're loved. Teach them, God. Get them, God. own them. They're yours, God. They're yours, Jesus. Take all the young ones, Jesus. All of them. We give them all to you. We dedicate all the young ones to you, God. We dedicate all of them to you. Do what you will, God. Your rule is just and fair. Do what you will with the young ones. Make them your special ones. Make them your special possession. Treat them as your special possession, God. Take them, God. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up. Raise up the young ones. Raise up the young ones, God.
Two or three are gathered, you are there with us. Lord, so we honor you. Welcome you here, Jesus. We love you, King. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, I pray for the next generation. They have hearts like David, my King, that will look at nothing else but you, and to love you and to worship you and to follow you no matter where they go, no matter what they do or who they talk to, King. That they will be unashamed of your gospel, that they will be unashamed of you, my King, that their hearts will be set ablaze for you, King. Raise up a generation of David, Jesus. A generation of David, for it is written that there is going to be a harvest, and there is not enough harvesters, Lord. So I just pray that you raise up a generation of David that will follow you regardless of where they go, where you send them, who they speak to, my King, who you speak through them, my King, that they will do what you tell them to do, Jesus. I just pray that you raise up a generation of harvesters, a generation of David, my King. That you mold our hearts, that if they are stone, that you break them, you give us a new heart, my King. If our minds are blocking you out, Lord, I just pray that you wash them in your blood right now. Holy Spirit, I just invite you here into our hearts, into our minds, that you completely take over this place, that your presence fill this place from top to bottom, my King. Every heart, every soul, every spirit right now, complete submission to you, Jesus. Submission to you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I just pray that you change the trajectory of our lives to align with the will of the Father right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, my King. We give you all honor. We give you all glory right now, in Jesus' name. We bow before you, King. We love you. We worship you. We honor you, Jesus. Thank you for your sacrifice, for that blood that was spilled on the cross, for that body that was pierced for my sake. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you. We thank you. Thank you for your presence, my King. Change my heart, Lord. Mend my mind, the way I think, my nature. Sharpen my will. Hone it.
that I may become like you, my King. For it is written, be holy as my Father is holy. And Lord, I am your Son, and I will be like you. I will be filled with your Spirit. I will walk the walk. I will talk the talk, my King. I will do what you say. I will be an obedient son. Lord, I just pray that you fill me with another anointing. Fill every word that comes out of my mouth with your Spirit. Fill me up, my King. Every part of my heart, every part of my mind, Lord. Fill me to the brim until I overflow. Lord, I just pray that you would endow and anoint the new generation. Raise them up, my King, that every heart and every every mind will bow in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare this place yours. We declare it in your name, Jesus. This land, this territory, yours. Lord, we declare Auburn yours, my King. We love you, Jesus. We lift you up, my King. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, every word from the mouths of everyone here, Lord, I just pray that you anoint them. Set them ablaze, set them afire. Let every praise and every worship right now be like wonderful incense that lifts up to the throne room of heaven right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, my King. We worship you. We glorify you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, once again, I just pray, raise up hearts of David's, my King. And all around the world, Jesus, that they will fall deeply and madly in love with you, Holy Spirit, that there will be a reverence and respect and a love for you like never before, my King, that the bride of Christ will rise up, my King, that everyone will know, Jesus, that everyone will know that you are King of kings and Lord of lords, that your kingdom and your power and Spirit be made manifest here on this earth. Thank you, my King. Holy Spirit, awaken the kingdom within us. Awaken the kingdom within us that we walk in power and might just as Jesus did on the earth. Jesus, you said yourself that we will do miracles greater than you did while you were here. And Lord, so we just ask right now in your name, imbue us with this power. Imbue us with your Spirit. Imbue us with your kingdom. And set us on our way, my King. I just pray that you train us, that you counsel us, that you lead us in a direction that will lift up the kingdom of God, that will distribute it to those who need to hear it, my King, because right now there is a lack of harvesters, Lord. So I just pray, lift up the harvesters, Lord, show them who they are, make them like pillars in your kingdom, like pillars in your temple, my King. That they be strong, stable, and unmoving. That they be built on the foundation of Jesus. Yes, my King, lift up a generation of harvesters, a generation of David, so on fire and so hungry for you, my King, that they want nothing else but to spend all day, every day in your presence, on their knees, face to face with you, my King. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. We love you. We worship you, my King. We give you all glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my King. I just pray that every heart here gains a new reverence for you, a deeper revelation of Jesus, a deeper knowledge of Him, a greater love. Holy Holy Spirit, teach us how to love. Teach us how to love like you love. Agape, that love. Unconditional, without measure. As deep can go and as high is. Fill us with that love, my King. Thank you for your mercies that renew every day. Jesus, thank you for your blood. Thank you for your body, for your sacrifice. Thank you for taking that cross instead of me having to do it myself. Thank you for loving me so much that you took everything that I was due and you took it on yourself and said, no, I'll do it. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you honor. We give you glory. I just pray, Lord, that this generation has a hunger that is insatiable. That they be filled with your Spirit every minute of every day. That their mind will never relent, my King. Always thinking of you, always praying to you, my King. Always in communication, in relationship with you, Lord. Let our relationships with you, my King, grow always and forever. Every day, not just in this life, my King, but in the next. That we will love you forevermore. That we will constantly grow in love for you, my King. Always and forever, Lord. For you are Lord of lords and you are King of kings. And there is nothing, nothing that can change that. Thank you, my King. We worship you, Lord. We lift your name on high. Your presence manifest in this place right now. That you make our hearts go wild for Jesus, wild for the Father, for He loved us first, Lord. He loved us first, so much so that He died for us, Lord. So I just pray that our courage be increased, that we will be unashamed of Him, unashamed of His gospel, of His word. That we will not be afraid of people and their thoughts and what they think about us, my King. I just pray that you completely take that peace, the heavenly and spiritual Holy Spirit peace, and you instill it in us, Lord. Inside us, that no matter who we are, no matter who we talk to, that we will be strengthened, that we will feel free and peaceful in you, my King. Because we know that we are your sons and daughters, that we belong to you. That our place is not here, but it is far more, far above this place. Thank you, my King. We are your sons and daughters. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the one who sits on the throne, the Lamb of God. Of honor, every bit of again, I pray that prayer doesn't stop here in this place, that it continues in every single one of our hearts, Lord, in our minds, no matter where we are, whether we're at home or at work. Mentor us, Holy Spirit. Speak into our hearts, into our eyes, or into our ears. Lift our spirits when we're down. Console our souls when we're sad, Lord. Teach us to not lean on what we see or hear in the physical, but what we hear you say to our hearts. Teach us what it is to walk by the Spirit, to walk in love, to walk in obedience. Give us a deeper hunger for you, my King, one that cannot be extinguished like a fire that never ends.
Up different trades, my God, for showing us clarity and discernment and understanding how to structure, my King, and position our hearts and our lives that we can see your outpouring, that we can see your sons and your daughters getting built up, being set free, walking in full freedom, walking in power and authority. Thank you so much, my King, that you are raising up different trades of your kingdom, my God. Pastors, apostles, preachers, teachers, my King, and way even beyond that, my God. People that will be servants, that will love you with all of their hearts, and they will be servants. They will serve you with all that they have. They will not look to the left or to the right. They will only have their gaze set on you, and they will walk in full obedience, my King. Thank you so much that your Spirit is on the move when it comes to this generation in the background. And we just come in agreement with your heart's desires. We come in agreement with heaven. We come in agreement, my King. Unite us together as one unit, as one soldier, my God. Raise up, my King. Raise up these lost children of yours, Jesus. The ones that have been abandoned by church. The ones that have been abandoned by mothers and fathers. Raise them up, Jesus. The more that has been forgiven to them and the more grace that they know, the more power they will walk out your Papa principles, your kingdom, and the more yielded their hearts is going to be to you, Jesus. All we want is you. All we want to see is your glory manifested and shown. All we want, Papa, is just to see your bride beautified year after year, my King. All we want is your body to be in its right place, my King, for the eyes to see clearly, for the ears to hear clearly, for the heartbeat, my God, to be solid. With no hesitation, Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you so much that you are truly, Papa, raising them hearts up uncompromising, yielded and loving you with all that they have. It's all about the two commandments. Thank you so much, Jesus, that you are teaching us not only how to love our brothers, but also how to love our enemies. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us in the maturity of your love. The maturity of who we are in you. Thank you so much for just releasing, Papa, the fullness of your oil inside of us. Fill it up. Fill us up. Fill us up, my King. Fill us up. Fill us up with fresh dreaming, my God. Fill us up with fresh, Papa, heart's desires. to pursue, Papa, to establish your kingdom on this earth, to walk by your principle in our lives, in every area of our hearts, Papa, in every area of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that your kingdom is contagious, Papa, that your love is contagious. The more we give, the more we want. Papa, thank you so much for just eliminating distractions, for eliminating limitations, Jesus, for eliminating, Papa, all fears in our hearts, that we can pursue you with just fierce hearts and courageous hearts, no matter what. It's about longevity. It's about generation after generation, my King, building on each other, trusting each other, and yielding to you, Jesus. Let your name be glorified in a deeper way. Let your name be glorified. Let the fragrances, Papa, from this house, from your bride arise. Thank you so much, Jesus. That your heartbeat is here. That you are transforming us into your image. The more we look at you, the more we become. The more we overcome, the closer we become with you, my Jesus. Thank you so much. That you have made this so simple. The price is paid. All we have to do is just yield and surrender to you. Enjoy the journey. It's not about our works or what we can do, but it's about full surrender and just trusting you and yielding to you. I just keep on seeing this again and again. There have been so many children that have been abandoned. My King, I just release right now your angelic. Release your angels right now to collect and harvest, lead and guide these children of every sort and generation, Jesus, from the babies, Papa, to Gen Z's, to Gen X, to millennials, Papa. Just release clarity, Papa, of their path where they should go to find and discover the truth. The spirit of abandonment, I break you off right now. All of these illusions that are on them right now, Papa, let them come out of the hiding. Let them come out from this hiding that they've been on. They are meant for such a time as this, Papa. Release them. Release them, my Jesus. Release these key people, my God. Release them. Oh, shaking in your secret, a couple of people for your seed. Come out, all you souls. Come out from the hiding. Come out. Surrender to Him. Thank you so much, Jesus, that your spirit is never stagnant, that your spirit is always fresh. Thank you so much that your spirit is always fresh and life-giving. Fresh and life-giving to every heart. To every heart and every generation. Papa, thank you so much for just releasing this brook and this river in their hearts. Papa, that they can drink and be restored. That they can drink and they can be satisfied. That they can drink and they can be filled with new heart's desires. That they can drink and lose all fear. That they can drink and they can discover themselves. That they can drink and they can straight walk into your kingdom and into your reality. That they can drink and their eyes can be opened. All we want is you. Hearts are broken and our hearts are yielded to you. Whoa. authority. Thank you for answering our prayers, my King, and building this family up. What solid sons and daughters, Jesus. What solid families. What solid direction, my Jesus. What solid foundation and solid roots. Thank you, my King, that it only takes you to conquer cities and to conquer this land. And you have already released that here. I give you glory for that. Thank you so much that your promises are yes and amen. They are yes and amen. Situation is, the victory is yours. Opportunity to be your kid. Thank you for the opportunity to walk in your presence. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be an influence in this generation. Thank you so much for the opportunity to carry the testimony that you have given me. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be in a such a time and place as this right now. I am so excited to see what is ahead. Jesus, I'm so excited to do life with you for the rest of my days on this earth. I am so excited to do life with you eternally. Excited to discover you more and more, because you will just have an abyss. You are never ending. You are so beautiful. Thank you so much. Open up my heart to you, and open up the door of my heart to you. I just release your light right now. When your light comes into the darkness, things get exposed. I release your light right now. I release your light into our cities right now. I release your angels right now into our cities. Thank you so much, my King, that we can be in the right place at the right time and we can minister to your kids that are lost. We can reach, Papa, the lost. Season, whatever it looks like, we can hear your small, still voice. We can obey it and we can follow it. We can hear it clearly and we can follow it. That we know your voice, what it sounds like.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.